We,
Sonia,
and Janooni are a couple of pals studying science in undergrad. We are not professionals.
Though every episode is meticulously researched, mistakes do happen.
If you notice that anything...
And we mean anything!
We state is inaccurate, please let us know.
Your comments, suggestions, and queries are important in furthering our personal and audience's understanding of science.
Thanks for being a part of this discussion.
We appreciate you.
We really do.
Bop bop. Beep it up bop. Welcome back to another episode of Beaker Bros. I am Sonia.
I'm Janooni.
And like I just said, we're Beaker Bros.
In case you missed it,
we'll say it one more time.
Beaker.
Wait, okay. You...
Beaker.
Bros.
Where we drink out of?
Beakers. Anyways, this week's episode... if you are a student or an individual, literally if you're anyone, you know what, if you're anyone, or regardless of your age, I feel like I'm not going to specify it to like students.
If you're working in any capacity.
Yes, that's the way to say it. If you are working in any sort of capacity, you may have experienced a phenomenon known as burnout.
Burnout.
Where you're constantly tired and don't want to do shit. That's my definition. Janooni, do you have a more eloquent version of what burnout is?
Yeah. So there's a psychologist dude. His name is Herbert.
That's a great name. Keep going.
So a psychologist named Herbert.
That's a fun name.
We coined the term burnout by defining it as the loss of motivation and growing sense of emotional depletion.
Mm-hmm.
So what he did basically observed volunteers working at a free clinic in New York City. And he identified the mental health workers basically finding themselves depleted and, like, wary, resenting the patients and the clinic. Which we know can be bad.
It is bad. Yeah, especially if you're working with vulnerable populations when you have, you know, the, like...
You're supposed to be some sort of, like, stability for them.
Exactly.
And you are in a phase of... not being as stable as you feel. We're at its peak.
Yeah, you're not at your peak when you're working with vulnerable populations. It could be very unsafe, I guess, for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you were saying before, if you are someone that provides stability to people undergoing, you know, difficult times in your life and you're not able to perform at your peak,
mm-hmm.
that says a lot about, I guess, the work environment that you're in.
Yeah.
Is there toxicity to it?
Mm-hmm.
Is there... Are you not paid enough?
And I was going to say, and, like, the whole, like, resenting the patients thing. Like, yeah you can, like, not want to go to work and everything, but the moment that you, like, resent the people who are coming and seeking
mm-hmm.
help from you,
mm-hmm.
kind of becomes quite, as you said, like, not safe.
Yeah, not to get too off topic too mm-hmm. much, but there's cases that we hear of, like, elderly abuse mm-hmm. in old age homes.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times what ends up happening is there are some disgusting people out there.
Yeah.
And that's, and me saying this isn't minimized or, like, enabling them in any sort of way. But
no, definitely. Yeah,
I'm just trying to say that, like, when people in those sort of positions and in work environments get exhausted by the people that they're always around, like, it puts the old folks and vulnerable people in a very tough situation.
Which kind of just shows you how, like, serious... I know, like, a lot of students just talk about, I feel burnt out, I feel mm-hmm. burnt out. But just the severity of that, like, that term could have so much more, like, such... What is that word? Like, devastating effects. Not only on you, but, like, individuals around you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Janooni. So, with that definition and that little bit of an overview being said,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to... turn our gears to looking at some of the symptoms of burnout.
Okay.
Alrighty. So here at Beaker Bros, we're not ones for self-diagnosing.
No, we are not.
No. However, but...
but we're gonna do it today.
Yeah, the Mayo Clinic on their website, they just have a brief section that has questions that you could ask yourself to... get a gauge of whether or not you may or may not be experiencing burnout. Obviously, this isn't like a clinical mm-hmm. diagnosable sort of questionnaire that you can base your health on. It's more of just things to think for yourself. All right. So I'm going to ask you a few questions here.
Okay.
Let's have a conversation about this. Okay. So first up, we have, Have you become cynical or critical at work?
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know what, I'll ask myself these questions in return as mm-hmm. well. Personally, I'm not cynical, like, for me with school right now, specifically, because I'm currently not working.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm cynical. I critical in the sense that, like, I'm always criticizing my work, I guess, but okay. not critical of, like, in a negative sense.
Yeah, like, you're just, no, I know what you mean. Yeah,
so I guess to answer that question, no.
No.
Oops. do you drag yourself to work or have trouble getting started?
Work? No, but, like, school-related, mm-hmm. like, assignments and stuff? Yeah.
Okay, so you have experience, I guess, on, like, multiple,
occasions.
They're not on occasions, just, like, multiple areas of where you could experience burnout. Because mm-hmm. right now you are someone who's working part-time.
Yeah.
And then you're also someone in school taking a full course load, which mm-hmm. is absolutely impressive to me. It's hard to it's hard to manage, so good on you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, sorry, just to clarify, you're saying that, like, in your work setting, you're...
I'm fine.
But here at school, you're feeling a little more of a...
A little bit, kind of a drag to start things.
Okay. That's justified.
But, like, once I start things, like, mm-hmm. I'm zooming through them. It's just, like, starting.
Zooming?
I'm zooming. Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. I'm starting and stopping okay. and going on my phone, then realizing I've been on my phone for too long. Then I'm going off my phone, and then I'm back online.
So you're, like, driving through the city, and I'm more, like, driving, like, on the highway. Like, you know how, like, you have to pick up the speed?
Yeah.
And then you're, like, zooming on the highway?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you're more, like, stop at the light.
Stop and go.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I don't have to focus that long, why would I?
Yeah.
Anyways, we've been on this question a long time. Let's just do rapid fire for the rest of them.
Okay.
Do you lack the energy to consistently be productive?
Yes.
Yeah. Same here. Do you find it hard to concentrate?
Oh, yeah.
Based on my answer, I do too.
Yep.
Do you lack satisfaction from your achievements?
No.
I don't know. Like, I always personally feel like I could... That's... Sorry, not to diminish what you're saying. How dare you? Well, get up and leave. But, I don't know.
Like, you don't feel satisfied, like, with, like, achievements?
I mean, I always feel like I could be doing more. And I guess that's, like, a work-life balance thing I need to... improve upon.
But that's fair.
I'm pretty sad. Like, I'm the first.
I'm pretty sad.
I'm pretty satisfied, I guess. Like, if first year self looked at me now, I think they'd be pretty stoked.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Thanks. I'm glad you're doing okay too. Anyway, I didn't know where to go with that. Do you feel disillusioned about your job?
What do you mean by that?
So by disillusioned, I mean like disappointed. Or let down, or just, like...
Like, the content of my job and stuff like that?
Yeah, like, oh, no. Everything around it, I guess.
No, I'm not disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're not? Fun. Okay, cool. And with school as well?
It's fun to an extent.
Okay.
It's fun until they give me homework.
Ah, yeah. The learning is fun, but yeah. Then when you gotta, like, focus on it, that's the pain in the ass.
How about you?
Yeah, more or less on the same page. Yeah, learning is great mm-hmm. when you're getting tested on it. That's not too so great. Are you using food, drugs, or alcohol to feel better or to simply not feel?
No.
Okay. Well,
hey. Unless, like, you considered all those, like, mochi ice creams that
like,
I ate.
Just, they're for the soul, man.
Yeah. Like,
they just give you a little hug.
It's like a reward for every, like, task I do. It's
like a reward.
A reward.
Yeah.
How about you?
I mean, hey, like, if I do well on something, I mean, I'm not suppressing anything, but hey, I like food.
I like food.
I'll eat. I'm not using it to feel nothing, though, so.
Yeah, like, definitely, yeah, no.
Yeah.
That's a big no.
But.
Is that it?
There's more questions. Have your sleep habits changed?
Oh, yeah. I wake up early.
Oh my god. Yeah, I do too.
You wake up early?
I mean, when I have to. When I don't want to, I change my mind then.
I'm like sure, like, the other day you woke up at, like,
2 p.m. I don't. Okay, then my sleep habits are weird. Like,
They are very, like, I don't want to say all over the place, but they're not, like, they used to be consistent.
Yeah, and then they stop.
Yeah.
Because I'm tired. But, like, I have no problem getting up when I have to get up, but mm-hmm. when I don't have to get up,
oh,
I,
yeah.
like, go to bed at 4 a.m. and wake up at 2 p.m. It's not good, but we do it anyways. Anyways, are you troubled by unexplained headaches, stomach, or bowel problems, or other physical complaints?
No. I don't... I mean, I don't know, I've always had headaches.
Yeah.
But I don't think, like, recently there's been a change in the consistency of my headaches.
Okay, and I would have to be the same as well. Like, whatever health conditions I have or currently have, whatever experience, mm-hmm. I don't think they've changed necessarily.
That's fair.
I don't know. So, based on, like, that questionnaire that we just went through,
that's... We should have tallied that up.
But yeah, based on that questionnaire right there, that you can ask yourself some of those questions. Obviously, we answered it based on our opinions. If your opinions don't follow
how you feel. Your opinions don't matter.
Your opinions mean nothing. No.
Like, do like a little reflection for yourself as well.
Yeah, yeah. This is just us talking through to like give a better sense of how to answer these questions. But if you have your own way of answering it, that's totally justified as well.
Go for it. Be a bit more self-aware of your current state.
Yeah. Speaking of discussing, I guess, like, the current state mm-hmm. of, well, not just personal, but I guess maybe on larger scale population sizes. Mm-hmm. Jinuni, what do you know about just burnout on larger scales? Have you seen come across any studies?
Yeah, so there's one study that basically reported 2.7 million workers in Germany feeling the effects of burnout.
Jesus Christ.
And then another, a 2013 survey of human resource directors in the United Kingdom found mm-hmm. that nearly 30% reported that burnout was widespread within their organization.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's what's bad is that, like, okay, yeah, we can all say, like, yeah, we feel like this, like, mentally we're not there, but it's also the effect of it having, like, a physical toll on you.
Yeah.
Which could also, like, it's, for lack of a better word, bad.
Like, it's been bad.
But yeah, and also, like, many of the symptoms of burnout could actually, like, overlap with depression and, like, extreme fatigue, loss of passion.
It just, like, it transcends in all areas of your life, I mm-hmm. guess, when you're not able to, maybe transcends isn't the right word, but we'll just go with it anyways. Yeah, or it manifests in all areas of your life. So if you're not doing good in one area, like, mm-hmm. of work, it could pop up in other areas of your life, and it can cause relationship problems yeah. and just personal feelings that aren't the greatest. Overall feelings of, like you were saying, like, loss of passion, just overall negativity, mm-hmm. intensifying cynicism.
Yeah. Basically, okay, there's also another part where I was saying how burnout is, like, more likely to occur if there's, like, a major mismatch between the nature of the job and the nature of the person who does the job.
That's so crazy. So, if you want to think of it from, like, a lot of students right now mm-hmm. who are entering university or will be entering university or whatever stage of their life, I guess, pursuing a degree that they mm-hmm. aren't necessarily passionate about,
mm.
this idea that you just said there perfectly highlights, like, one of the negative effects of not pursuing something that you're passionate about.
Yeah, because, like, okay, you can do the work as much as you want to and, like, get good grades and whatever, but, like, yeah. eventually it's gonna catch up to you.
Yeah.
And you're not gonna feel good about it. It's like cognitive dissonance, right? Mm-hmm. So when your behavior doesn't match your attitude,
mm-hmm.
either, one, you experience cognitive dissonance, or another thing is when you try to make, like, you change your attitude mm-hmm. for your behavior.
Okay.
So, in a sense, burnout occurs when people can't change their attitude for that behavior because mm-hmm. that mismatch is so, like, it's so big that you can't do anything about it,
so it becomes, like, all-encompassing, like, it yeah. feels like it's swallowing you, I guess. Yeah. Those feelings of negativity yeah. and just exhaustion.
Yeah
I can only imagine how, with, I don't know, just as a student right now, as you can also relate, yeah. Being in university in an online setting,
mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but I've found it pretty difficult.
Oh, for sure.
Being, not just, like, content-wise, but being able to separate, like, that work-life balance.
Oh, no, I definitely... I know where you're heading. Continue.
Yeah, not being able to separate those two aspects of your life, I feel like it can make you very prone to just becoming tired all the time. Because if you just feel like you're working all the time,
yeah,
like you're not able to relax and put down your shit and just go on a walk or do whatever.
No, like I definitely think like with the online thing, you wake up, you go downstairs, or like you go to the washroom, you brush your teeth, you eat breakfast, whatever, you go back to your room or you go to the table, you do your work. Now you want to...
You just described my day.
And then, like, you do your work or whatever, and let's say you want to go, like, relax and, like, you know, watch Netflix, like I do.
Yeah.
You're doing it in the same place. Like, we used to, like, go to campus, do our lectures. Mm-hmm. We go to the library, do our work. We come back, and coming back to our houses or, like, our rooms, that's kind of, we associate that with, like, relaxing and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're, like, online school has definitely kind of merged everything. So there's, like, levels of anxiety when you should be, like, relaxing or something.
Yeah. One thing, I've said this quote to you so many times before, but whenever I think of concepts relating to burnout and just feeling like you're working constantly,
okay,
there's a quote by John Lennon, and he says, "Life's what happens when you're busy making plans." So when people feel like they're in a state of burnout and they're constantly working, they're oblivious, I guess, to the life that's outside of their mm-hmm. work, you're basically watching your life go by and not even realizing it.
Oh, that's true. Like, can you believe a year ago, no, we weren't in school, but like a year and a month ago,
yeah,
we were like in person and all that stuff. Like, a year has passed. Like, that's quite a bit.
Yeah, like, being the 20, 21 almost year olds that we are.
Yeah.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
We got a long time to go, but still.
A month from now, actually.
Is it exactly a month?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Anyways. yeah, being the 20-something or 20-year-olds that we are,
yeah,
if you think about it, a year is 5% of our life.
God, don't say it like that. It's scary.
That's, in the whole scheme of things, it might not seem like a big deal, but being young people, it seems like everything being yeah. inside.
Yeah.
And when you're not able to go out and, like, make the most of it in whatever capacity that may be for you,
mm-hmm.
it inevitably sucks.
Yeah, and that's when, like, mental disorders can arise, and
yeah,
that's why burnout can be so detrimental on your health.
Yeah, and I want to acknowledge, though, that being able to recognize your burnt out
mm-hmm.
is a privilege in itself.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, because a lot of times when people are forced to work in situations where they have to, like, keep going
mm-hmm.
and they can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
It literally feels like it's swallowing you. Like, you're in this sort of mindset that you can't escape because you have to keep working for whatever reasons.
No,
so, yeah. So it's like you don't even, so you can't even realize, like, you're exhausted.
Yeah. Like, I think we're quite, like, you and I, you know what, I'm not going to speak for you, I'll speak for me. Like, yeah. I'm quite privileged in the sense I'm like, you know what, this is not good, this is, like, stressing me out too much. I'm at, like, basically on the edge at the point, like, I'm going to burn mm-hmm. out, and I can't burn out so early in my life
yeah.
when I'm just, like, only 20. But it's sad because I know a lot of individuals who will talk about certain situations where, like, they're feeling this and this and this,
mm-hmm.
and they don't realize that they're kind of, like, they're burnt out. But they still have to do it because mm-hmm. it's their job. It's their livelihood, I want, like, in a certain aspect.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can totally empathize with that. Like, especially when there's, to give the example of, like, you know, being students,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of highly motivated kids and adults out there that are trying to make a life for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't necessarily have time to stop and relax, you get stuck in this repetitive mindset that you have
yeah.
to keep working, you have to keep going. And I don't have the best vocabulary, but like it truly just, there's no other way to describe it other than it sucks.
Yeah. And I think, like, what we can really take away from this episode is just, like, being self-aware, right?
Yeah.
Take some, like, if even if you think you're okay, like, take a step back
mm-hmm.
and just, like, evaluate everything. Evaluate how you're feeling and, like, the, like, is your, what you're doing, is it fulfilling to you?
That's a perfect way to describe it. me personally, not to negate from or detract from what you were saying, but I feel like I truly felt like I was on the verge of experiencing burnout in university, like last year, just because of how much I had to like work and mm-hmm. do all my shit. And I'm sure it's points of your university career, you've also experienced the same thing.
Yeah.
I think the most important thing that I've personally taken into account in my life is just being able to like drop the shit that's unnecessary in your life. Mm-hmm. So if there's someone that's causing or making you mad, just mm-hmm. leave them on the curb. If there's someone that's making you mad, you drop them on the curb and you don't look back. Mm-hmm. If there is a club or something like that you're not getting fulfillment out of, yeah. why the hell are you doing it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one thing to have a resume patter, but what the hell does it mean if you're just doing it for the sake of adding it to your resume?
Like, to be honest, grad school and like admission people, they're gonna mm-hmm. see through your bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not fulfilled by it or excited by that, like, activity that you're doing, then mm-hmm. they're gonna know. They've yeah. been doing it for, like, they've met multiple kinds of people that have yeah. done that.
Like, I'm sure you know a few people, but me personally, whenever I hear people volunteering for like 10 different clubs and they're mm-hmm. presidents of or execs on every single club,
yeah,
like, are you doing it because you're genuinely, like, if you're doing it because you're genuinely interested, that's amazing. Awesome.
Yeah,
like, I don't know how you have work-life balance, mm-hmm. but if you're able to and you're not amazing, burnt yeah. out, that's so impressive. If you are burnt out and you're just doing it for the sake of having it on your resume, why not look for other experiences that could be fulfilling that you could add to your resume?
Yeah, I agree.
That sounds very hip.
I was going to say, like, it's hard just because yeah. they might have certain expectations for them. And, you know, yeah. two, like, 20-year-olds are telling this person and they're like, what do we know?
Yeah.
Right? But to be honest, like, in the long term, do you really want to look back and see, like, oh, you did this, but did you really enjoy it?
Mm-hmm. The one way I can think about it is, let's say you want to, on a resume, you want to show commitment and perseverance or something like that. And there's two ways that you can go about showing that on a resume.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you could do it by maybe joining a club that you're interested in, mm-hmm. which is great. You could do it by joining a club that you just want to add to your resume, mm-hmm. which is not great.
Yeah.
Or you can do something that's truly fulfilling by, mm-hmm. again, joining a club that you're interested in, or maybe yeah. picking up a hobby that, or some activity that you've never really done before. Mm-hmm. So maybe, like, running, for example. Yeah. I know, Janooni, I tried. I love my shoes at home, and I haven't gotten out in, like, a week and a yeah. bit, or more than that now. But, like, you've been super consistent so far with yeah. getting off your ass and going on a run.
Yeah, it's quite, it's been, like I said, it's been fulfilling, actually.
Yeah.
Something that started off as, like, I'll do it because I'm just stressed in the very moment.
Yeah.
To something that's been kind of a healthy coping mechanism mm-hmm. for, like, dealing with burnout.
Yeah, physical activity, I think, yeah, physical activity is a great way with helping with burnout.
Mm-hmm.
It releases all those endorphins and whatever the heck, yeah. the chemicals and the dopamine and I don't know.
Yeah, take it from someone who, like, hadn't exercised since, like, grade 9, okay? Like, mm-hmm. if I'm able to, like, get up, get out of the house, run, even if it's for, like, just 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
you can too, trust me.
Like, if you're able to. If running isn't your thing, then oh, you yeah. can obviously find something else that you want to
nice
do.
A nice speed walking helps, too.
Or maybe just even, like, spending time outside.
Or even if you want to go outside and just, like, journal a bit.
Yeah.
Reflect on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, literally any sort of activity that allows you to escape from the stresses of the work environment.
Of reality.
Yes.
So get off your ass.
So, yeah, long story short, get off your ass. Go outside, smell a flower. Unless you're allergic to pollen or something like that, then maybe just, I don't know, do something.
Do something that you love.
Do, yeah.
You do you.
Life's what happens when you're busy making plans, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah.